Today's Shir's Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbana Mishamish Mitasai Amita Shatikin Shatinik Yashin Alab. If somebody has relations with his wife on a bed on which a child is sleeping, Oisatinik Nichva, that child will unfortunately become epileptic.
If the child, this was only said if the child is not yet a year old. Avil have a barshata. If the child is already a year old, less lambar, there is no concern. Furthermore, eladagani lahadikari. If the child is laying next to the feet of the person who's having relations. Avil gani lahadireshi. If the child is next to his head, less lambar. He didn't put his hand on top of the child. If he puts his hands on top of the child, less limbo. We also continue discussing that Rabbi Yossi in his Savo said, don't go out alone at night. The Tanya, as the Bryce and the teaches us, a person should not go out alone at night. Not on Wednesday night. And not on Friday night. Igris Basmachlas, that's the name of a shade. He Ushmoina Esser Ribui Shemalache Chavola. She and 180,000 shadim Yoitzin go out with her. And each one of these Malachi Chavola, Yeshle Rishus L'Chavah Fneatmai, can independently do danger. So it's extremely dangerous situation. Says the Gemara, Mevkara, originally, Havashchicha Kol Yoyma. Originally, these Shadim were out there every night. Zim Nechada, but one time, Paga, this Shade Igris, met Rav Chanina ben Doisa, Amrlei, and she said to him, Ilav de Mechazel of Rukia, if not for the fact that I heard them say in Shemayim, his Hara b'Chanina, be careful about Chanina u'b'tayrosoi and his Tyra. And as I saw, the Mashah explains, Chanina represents that he is a person that does the right things. U'b'tayrosoi represents that he's a great Talmud Chacham. So there's a double reason to be scared of him. So Kanticha, I would put you into danger. Amalos, Rabbi Chanina said, Icha Shivna Berkia, if indeed I am so significant in Shemayim, Goizer Ani Alechaich, I am making a decree, Shloi Tarev B'Yishev Lo'olam, that you should no longer be able to go in the street, that you should no longer be here to do danger. Amalai, so she asked of him, I beg you, shvoichli rav chaporta, leave me a little place that I should be able to continue being in the world. Shavakle, and that's why he left for her, leili shabbosis v'leili revias, he left for her Friday night and Wednesday night. And that's why we began this piece of Gemara by teaching that those are the two nights that one has to be most concerned about these shadim in the street. Says the Gemara Sucha de Zimna, and there was another time that Pagaba Abaya, she met Abaya and Amrla, and she said Amrla, she said to Abaya, Ilav the Mazrul Abarakia, if not for the fact that I heard in Shemayim his heart that they say his Haru bin Nachmeni b'Tarasoi, you need to be concerned about Abaya, who was called Nachmeni because he was raised by Rabbi Ben Nachmeni, u'b'Tarasoi have a sekantich, I would have put you into danger. Amrloi icha shivna b'Rukia, if I'm so special, gozrani alaychish lo tavari b'yishuv loylam, that you shouldn't go through in the world. So, and as the Torah Evan points out, the first man, the Rav Chanina, limited her to Friday night and Wednesday night. Abaya took her out completely from the world. Asked the Gemara, if that's the case, that Abaye made that decree, but ask the Gemara Chazina d'Avra, we still see that she does exist in the world. Amri, so the answer is the Gemara, Hani Gazyaisininhu. Those are the Shadim that go on the side of the Rome, a side of the road. The Shamti Susayu, their horses go into the inhabited area in the world. Vasa the Karale, that sometimes the horses go off the main road and the Shadim attack them. But in the real Yishuv, in the place where people live, they are no longer there. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav L'Ravasi, Le'toda B'Mosa, don't live in a city, the Le'tzonof B'Susya, where the horse doesn't bray, Le'novach B'Kalva, and where dogs don't bark. And as the Rashbam and other Mepharshim explain, the Gemara didn't just say, don't live in a place where there are no horses or dogs. Don't live in a place where they don't make noise. Because if they bark and make noise, so they, if Ganovim, Chas v'Shalom, attempt to enter the city, they're going to start barking and making noise, and that will prevent the Ganovim from entering the city. So what we need them to do is just bark. If they're not going to bark, then we haven't accomplished anything with them being in the city. V'atah d'v'ir, the Reish Masa Asya. Don't live in a city where the head of the town is a doctor. So Pasha Pshat is, because since he's very busy, and he's very, very busy, he won't have time to take care of the needs of the city. Another Pshat that I saw is that the Ben Yoyod explains, if he's a doctor, he's always going to be concerned about health issues, and he's going to say, today's not a good day to do this, tomorrow's not a good day to do that, because of all the various health concerns. And what's going to happen is that all of the needs of the city will now be ignored because he's so busy with because he's always going to say, there's a health consideration preventing me from doing what the city needs. Another pshat that I saw is that Taisa says, he was telling Rav Asi, don't become the head of the city, because if you're going to be busy with communal affairs, you won't have time to learn. So at loisod de beir, the Reish Masa Asi, don't allow yourself to become the head of the city, and I'll prevent you from being able to learn. The Loitants of Tarti, don't marry two women, because if you're going to marry two women, they may conspire one with the other to do harm to you. V'nisavis Tarti, and if you're prepared to marry two women, nisav Tlas. If you'll have three women, so even if two conspire against you, the third one will let you know what's going on. Amle Rav L'Rav Kahana, hafoich b'nevelta. It's better that you should work with an avela, which of course is something which is very unclean, something that Tamid Chacham normally would never work with. V'loi tepech b'mili, but be always honest. So Miri explains that the Gemara is teaching us here the need to be extremely honest under all circumstances. Others explain, it's better to do whatever it takes, but not to talk too much. Not to talk too much. If you talk too much, as the Mashal explains, you could end up speaking Dvarim B'Teilim, foolish things. You could end up, Chas V'Shalom, speaking Nevel Peh. The Ben Yoyada explains what the Gemara means to say is, don't be a broker, because a person who's a broker and is trying to bring together the two sides in a deal could sometimes say something not true in his desire to make that deal happen. And I saw the Iyun Yaakov explains that, of course, we know that if somebody touches a novella, he becomes Tameh. But the Gemara is teaching us that as much as one becomes Tameh by touching a novella, he even becomes more Tameh by speaking something that he's not supposed to speak. So a person doesn't want to become Tameh The person doesn't want to deal with nevelas because he doesn't want to become tamei, but talking when he's not supposed to speak is a worse way of becoming tamei. Pshoit nevelta b'shuka, better that you should work with a nevela, not just work with a nevela, but b'shuka, in front of everybody, in the most embarrassing way, in the most public way, b'shukal agra, but you'll earn what you deserve, v'loitema, rather than saying, kahana ana, I'm a kohen, gavra rabba na, I'm an important person, v'sanya b'milsa, and it's inappropriate that I should work in a public place. Because even the, so the Yitz Yosef says that even though the Gemara says that a yira revav al bigdoy shatam chacham, even the smallest amount of grease should not be seen on the beggar of a tam chacham, explains the Yitz Yosef, that's only a person, of course, has to make sure that his clothing is clean. But if a person is doing an honest day's work, and by doing the honest day's work, his clothing gets dirty, that is nothing wrong with. The Rambam in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, Perek Yud, Halach Yudches, says, Lo'ilam Yitchak Adam Atzmai V'Yisgalga B'Tzar. A person should work hard, V'Yitzdarach Labrius, and he should not have to rely on people. V'Yashlach Atzmai L'Tzibur, V'Filo Yichachem Chubad, even though he's a very great Talmud Chacham, an important person, Yasik B'Omnes, he should work, even in not such a great job, and continues the Rambam, as we just learned in the Gemara, Mutav Lifshat Ar Behem Nevelis, it's better that somebody should work with Nevela, he shouldn't say, Chacham Godla Ani, Koin Ani, Parnasoni, Ubekach Tziv Chachamim, and he says, that's what Chazal taught us to do, and he says, G'doy Lechachamim, we find great members of Chazal, Hayu Mehem Choit Vayetzim, they were people that chopped wood, V'noisei Koiris, they carried beams, V'shoi V'amayim, they brought water to the field, V'oisei Abaz V'pacham, they worked with metal, they were and coals, V'loshalim and Tzibur, they didn't ask anything from the Tzibur, V'lokivlam Mehem, and they refused to take Kshinos Mehem. So the Rambam takes a very strong position that a person should do whatever it takes to avoid taking tzedakah. And that's the psak in Yerideya, Simen Reish Nun Hei, Sif Aleph. However, the Ramah says that the minig is to support Tamid Chachamim, who are Rabbonim. He says, the Ramah says that if Tamid Chachamim would be forced to spend their time working, then it will take away from the respect that we have from them, and therefore we as a community have to support our Talmid Chachamim. Of course, says the Ramah, if the Talmid Chacham could support himself, that is better. The Mashal says, however, that even if you have a Talmid Chacham who has the ability to support himself, he should not do so, because by doing so, it's going to lessen the time that he's available to learn, and therefore he will not develop into the Talmud Chacham that he is. And the Tashbatz also says that in earlier generations, where people were great Talmid Chachamim, so they were able to work and have time to learn and develop. In our times, that doesn't explain. That is impossible. And so too, the Kesef Mishnah has a very long discussion. He says, we have to look at the world each time, what's going on in the world. There's a tshuva from Ramosha Zatzal, in the Shal Tshuva Sigris Moshe, Yerideya, Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Tazayin, that the question that was asked to Ramosha was somebody who's starting in a kollel. And based on learning our Gemara, and based on the Rambam that we just quoted, he doesn't want to take a stipend from the kollel. And he asks Ramosha, is that the right thing to do? He says that if somebody is able to learn, and now he says, well, I want to support myself. He says, the world needs Talmid Chachamim. where we have a lack of Talmid Chachamim. So if a person is going to take that approach, he's going to end up stopping to learn. And he says that it's incredibly important that Klal Yisrael have Talmid Chachamim, people who are sitting and learning. And therefore, a person should not take that attitude. He should take Panosa from the Kailul, from the Yeshiva, so he should be able to develop in the Talmud Chacham that he needs to be. And so too is the opinion of the Bi'ur Halacha in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, Divrei Maskil Bakol, that in our times where there is a need for Talmid Chachamim, Klal Yisrael needs these Talmid Chachamim, a person should do whatever it takes to be able to learn and not say, well, the Gemara says, Pshat Nevelta B'Shuk. The Sfas Emes explains that what is Pshat Pshat Nevelta? So the Sfas Emes says that a person should separate himself from Inyonei Olam Hazeh. What the Gemara is teaching us is that a person, if he wants to be able to grow in Torah, if he wants to grow in Avodas Hashem, he has to pshoit nevelta. He has to separate himself from the nevela of the world, from these types of gashmias, and then he'll be able to, grow. And in fact, I saw a pshat from the Sefer Aryeh Shog that he says that sometimes a person can be accused that if he's teaching Torah to Talmidim, his goal is really for himself, that he should have more Talmidim, he should have a big yeshiva. So he says, the Gemara says, Pshol Develta B'Shuka, do whatever it takes, V'Shokal Agra, and then even go, as we're going to see, go up to the roof. And even though it means that by your doing so, you will grow in stature, and people will think that what you're doing is for your own purpose, that doesn't make a difference. A person should do whatever he can to grow more Talmidei Chachamim. Says the Gemara, Slak L'Agra, when you're going out for a trip, go up to the roof, Shirusa Bahadach. Even if you're going on a short trip, take along your own food. Meya Kara B'Masa B'Zuza. Even if where you're going to travel to, you could buy 100 cucumbers for a zuz, tusin knafachavi. Take along your own food. So the Pashto Pshat of the Gemara is that whenever somebody is taking a trip, he should always take along food, even if he's traveling to a place where the food is very readily available at an inexpensive price. Another pshat that I saw, that if you buy something cheap, put it away. Don't advertise that you were able to get a bargain because it could only cause an ayin hara. Amle Rav Chibrei, Letishti Sama, don't take medicine. So Rashi gives two pshatim. One is that if you're going to become accustomed to taking medicine, you may become, chas v'shalom, addicted to the medicine. So stay away so you should become addicted. Another pshat that he says is because we know that medicines have side effects. So even if the medicine helps for one thing, it could cause damage, it could cause harm in another way. The Ben Yoyada explains that what the Gemara means to say is if Chas V'Shalom, somebody sees that he's becoming sick, he should see if he could try to remedy himself naturally before he takes medicine. And don't take very large steps, because we know somebody who takes very large steps, the Gemara says, causes that you should lose one 500th of your vision. Don't take out a tooth. Because again, Rashi explains that if somebody has a toothache, don't be so quick to remove the tooth. See if you can do it in another way. If you see a snake, don't tease it, because if the snake sees that you're going to start up with him, that's going to cause it to want to attack you. Don't start up with the Akum, because again, they could take revenge on you. Here the Gemara is discussing how a person should avoid pulling out his tooth unless it's necessary. And there's a very interesting discussion amongst the Paiskim. If somebody has a tooth that's shaking, is that tooth a chatzitza? The Navni Nezer discusses this, and he says that a person should not, Al Gemara says, that a person who has a toothache should not remove his tooth. And in fact, the Taz in Arachayim Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sifkot Aleph, quotes the Mashal, who says that removing a tooth can in fact be a sakana. But the Avni Nezer says that Al Gemara is talking about a tooth that's not shaking. And therefore the Gemara says, don't remove it. But if the tooth that's already shaking, he says that certainly Bizman Azed, Avni Nezer was talking in his time, ultimately we know it's going to fall out. We ultimately know that the dentist is going to extract it, and therefore he maybe starts considering it as a chatzitza that for a tefillah. But he quotes a Noida Yehuda that says that it would not be a chatzitza for the tefillah, and so too is the psak of the Chabina Rav in the Shas Tshuva Stovim Misharim Chelik Aleph Simen Pei Dalad, that it's not considered a chatzitza for tefillah. And even though somebody has a shaky tooth, that person could still go to the mikveh, and it's not considered a chatzitza. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Shloisha Amos Ganaban. These are three people that you shouldn't start up with. Elohe Nochri Cotton, a young Akum, V'Nochish Cotton, a young snake, V'Talmud Cotton, and a young student. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, why should we be careful not to start up with them? The Machasayu Achure Adnokai. Their future is still, they still have their future in front of them. And maybe if you start up with them, they will be able to take revenge on you. So therefore, don't start up with them. He says, and the Ben Yoyada says, why did the Gemara pick specifically the ear? He says, because if you look at the other parts of the body, the eye, the mouth, so you need to activate them that they should be able to do what they're supposed to do. You're supposed to look with your eyes, speak with your mouth. But when it comes to the ears are on their own, hear what's going on. And that's what the Gemara says. These people who are young have a future in front of them that maybe even without them doing anything, they will become great people and they'll remember what you did to them. Amle Rav Leiva Berei. I tried to teach you Torah, however, we weren't successful. And therefore, I'll teach you the ways of the world. When you come back from a trip and the sand is still on your feet, still immediately sell your wares and that you should have an influx of cash that you should be able to do more business. So the Ben Yoyada explains that everything that we're learning in this Gemara is not only Mila Da'alma, it's not only good business advice, but it's also advice on how to live a ruchnistige world. So as I said, the posh pshat in the Gemara is that as soon as you take a business trip and you have what to sell, immediately sell it, have some cash, and you'll be able to invest and keep on growing the business. The Ben Yoyada explains the Gemara that as a person, the Gemara is saying is, while you're young, when you're still young, try to learn as much as you can. Especially he explains that a person before the bar mitzvah only has a yetzahara. So the way that a person could fight the yetzahara is by learning Torah. So that's what a young person should do. He should learn Torah, and that will prevent the yetzahara from prevailing on him. Kamila zamit v'techaret. Anything that you buy, you may have, you may regret having sold. It may go up in value. B'amechamram, the zamvelet techaret. If you're going to sell beer, you'll never have regret for selling wine, because wine could spoil, and Therefore, if you sell it now while it's still good, you know that you're going to make the profit and not concerned of a loss. Shari Kisech. When you're coming to sell something, first take the money that they promise that you're going to get, and then psak sachik, and then afterwards open up and give them what they bought. In other words, the Ben Yoyada explains that what the Gemara is saying is, make sure that you're doing business in a smart way. Kaba ma'aro v'lo kura ma'egra. It's better to get to earn less money from something that's on the ground, right next to where you are, and not have to travel far away. That means that a person should take something which is the sure thing versus taking risky investments. Tamra b'chaluzach, if you have dates, lebeis sudan naharit, right away run to make beer out of it. Because if you're not going to run to make beer out of it, and you're just going to let it accumulate in your home, you may just come to eat up those dates. And then by the time you'll want to make beer out of the dates, you won't have any left, says the Gemara. Vat kama, how many dates should one have that he should quickly run to turn them into beer? When he has tlosa saw, three saw. Because that's a small amount. And since it's a small amount, that's why we are concerned that you're going to eat them up if you don't turn them into beer right away. But if it's a larger amount, we don't have to be concerned because nobody's going to eat up that many dates at one time anyway. Since nobody's going to eat up that many dates at one time anyway, we don't have to worry that he's going to use them up and not have anything left to make beer out of. Amra Papa, Ilav Deram Bishikra. If not for the fact that was my profession, that I make beer, Loy Atri, I would have never become wealthy. So the question that the Gra asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed beer to make him wealthy. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be wealthy, he can make him wealthy in many ways. So he says, So the El Yo says, the way to understand the Gemara is what we're going to learn in a moment, that beer is something, is a panosa where you could help people become successful. You could do chesed. And therefore, he's thanking Hashem. Of course, panosa comes from Hashem. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give us panosa in any way he sees fit. But he was thanking Hashem that he gave him a panosa in which he could help people. My sudna. Why does somebody who makes beer call the sudna? Amrav chizda soidna. It's a good secret because he's going to get wealthy. And there's also Gamil's chasodim, because since you don't need to buy expensive material to make the beer, it's easy for you to give beer, to give the dates to people who need it. So you are able to have panasa and also help other people. Says the Gemara, Omer Rapapa, call Agav, anything that you, even if you lend money and you put it on a piece of paper, Gav Yabai, you still have to collect it. And call Bashroi, if you sell on credit, Safik Osi or Safik Loy Osi. Just because you sell on credit, you still need to be concerned if you're going to be able to collect what you sold. Udossi, and even if you're able to collect, maybe Mas Rosnanu. We know in the time of Chazal, money wasn't like our money. The value of the money was dependent on the shape the money was in. And maybe the person who owes you money is going to pay you very poor coinage that really is not very valuable. Shlosh devarim amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum anshei Yerushalayim. Shata yotzel mechama. When you go out to war, al teitzei b'rishoina, don't be in the first group of people that go out to war, el teitzei b'achroina, be in the last group. And today, the reason for that, shetekonis b'rishoina, that you should be the first one that should be able to get back to your city. So of course, many Mefarshim ask the question, when somebody goes out to war, he has to do what the general, what the people who run the war tell him to do. So how's the Gemara saying that as if it's your choice to decide what to do? So I saw that the Imre Chaim explains that the Gemara here is not speaking about a Mechama with the Yetzer Hara. He says, But the Gemara is not speaking about a regular war. In a regular war, you do what the army tells you to do. Here we're talking about a war with the Yetzer Hara. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that the Pasuk says, Sor Merav Asai Toiv, that a person first has to stop doing Averis, and then he can do mitzvahs. He says, but, says the Imri Chaim, if a person is just going to wait until he has completely prevailed over his Yetzer Hara, he may never be successful. Because it's not an insignificant objective. So therefore he says, when you go out to war, don't wait until you're successful in prevailing over the Yetzer Hara, because you may never be successful, and you will have therefore never done mitzvahs. Just do what you can as quickly as you can. And in the same vein, he explains, the Gemara says, Chazal teach us, Loilam yasek odem b'tayra mitzvahs, api shloy l'shma, shemetach shloy l'shma, bo l'shma. So a person should not say, well, maybe I'm not ready to learn Torah. The Torah I'm going to learn is only Torah Shaloi Lishma. Teaches us the Gemara that if you're going to wait to learn Torah Lishma, you may never get there. And therefore, learn Torah in any way you can versus waiting to learn. Vasei Shabbat Chachol, a Gemara that we discussed in yesterday's shir, a person should live a simple life, rather than relying on other people. The mishtadel, also something we discussed, one should try to associate in somebody who is being successful, because obviously, this person has found favor, and you want to connect to such a person. Don't do your things publicly. Because there was a story, we know the story with Bathsheba. Bathsheba was taking a shower on the roof, and it caused Dovra Melech to see her, and we know what happened because of that story. And in fact, the Mashal says, based on that pshat, the gears of the Gemara is not al tasaber begnus, but al tasaber begagois. Don't do things on the roof. Don't do things in publicly. Bitcha bagra, if your daughter became older, try to marry her off. And even if it means shachar avdecha, even if it means to free your slave, the titanla, that she should take her just to marry her off. So of course the halacha is that one is not allowed to free their slave. So the question is, how does the Gemara say free your slave? So the Ein Eliyahu explains that when it's letzorich mitzvah, when it's a tzorich that you should be able to marry off your daughter, then you're allowed to free your slave. Havazar b'ishtecha, you have to be careful from your wife, mechasna harisha, from her first son-in-law. My tama, Rav Chizda b'mishem erva, we're concerned that something wrong could happen between them. Rav Kahana b'mishem mamon, we're concerned that she's going to give him all her money. And says the Gemara, havaha isnu, really both considerations are there. So our Gemara says that one should avoid having a son-in-law together with his mother-in-law. And in fact, the Gemara Masechet Baba Basra, that Tzadik Ches on the base, says that it's inappropriate for a son-in-law to live in the same home as his mother-in-law. And the Gemara Masechet Kedushin, that Yud Beis on the base, tells us the Rav gave Makis Mardis to someone who lived in the same home as his mother-in-law. And that's the way the Rambam Paskin. However, many Rishonim disagree. Tosfos says, if somebody's living in his in-law's home for free, so there's a good reason to live there. It saves him from having to spend money on rent, so therefore he can live there. The Ravid says that if the son-in-law and daughter have a private room, then it's mutter. The Meiri says that Bizman Hazeh, our people have become much more tzniyistic, they're much more modest, and since they're much more modest in their behavior, the concern doesn't exist. And the Tosfos Riyah Zokin says that the Gemara only means when they're be'erusin, when they're not fully married. But once there's nesuin, they can live in the same home. Amar Rav Yochanan, Shloishim v'noichlei olam haba. The three people that are going to be zochet olam haba. Ve'elehein, Hador b'Etz Yisrael, someone who lives in Etz Yisrael, Somebody who raises his children to Talmud Torah, v'mavdol al yayim v'motzei shabbosos, and somebody who makes havdol motzei shabbos, mayhi, says the Gemara, what does that mean? The mishayir mikedusha l'avdalta. He saves some wine from the kiddush to havdol. So Ben Yoyada explains that these are all things that nikna b'yisurim. They don't come easy, and somebody who works on receiving them will get olam haba. So Agamar says that you should save from the wine for Havdalah. But there's a machlokas rishonim. Some rishonim suggest that if somebody only has one cup of wine, he should not make kiddush on the wine. He should make kiddush Friday night on bread and save the wine for Havdalah. Others say that the kiddush on wine comes first. So the Gemara says, what's meant here is, man the mishayir mikedushta l'avdalta. So I saw a beautiful pshat from Aaron Levine, the Raisha Rav. He says, a person all week long is very preoccupied with working and with other things and prevents him from having time to learn Torah and grow in Avodas and Yiras Hashem. Shabbos is the time where people don't work. Shabbos is the Yom Menucha, and that's when you could spend time growing in your Avodas Hashem. So he says, what the Gemara is teaching us is that the Kedusha that we get the whole week, we're supposed to be Meshayer B'Kedushta Lavdalta. We're supposed to take the Kedusha that we have all week long and take it with us for Avdalta. Avdalta means Motzei Shabbos. And we should take that growth in Yerushalayim to affect us, influence us for the whole week long that we will grow. I saw that the Shas Tshuvas Ksav Sofer has a different pshat. He says a similar pshat actually. That all week long people work, and on Shabbos a person can learn Torah, and the person is supposed to take that Torah that he learns on Shabbos. The Gemara is teaching us that a person is supposed to spend the Shabbos where he doesn't have an excuse that he couldn't have learned, because Shabbos he doesn't have to go to work. He should spend his Shabbos b'kedusha v'tahara, and that's a proof of what kind of person you are. A person that is judged by the time where he was able to learn. And if he was able to learn and he didn't learn, then he has no excuse for his not learning. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shlosh Machas Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kol Yoyim. There are three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces that they are great people. A Ravak, a single person, Adar B'Krach, so a person who's single and lives amongst other people and still acts the way he's supposed to act. HaKadosh Vein HaChayte. Al Oni HaMachas HaVeid L'Bala, if a poor person finds something that belongs to somebody else in the street, and he so desperately needs it, and he returns it. A wealthy person who gives tzedakah privately. He doesn't look for publicity in the maaseh, in the tzedakah that he gives. Rav Papa was a single person who lived in the city. The Tani Tanika made Rav Papa of Safra. And there was a story that there was a Tana that learned before Rav of Safra, and we learned this Gemara. And when Rav Papa heard this Gemara, Tzavu upon of Rav Safra. Rav Safra was very happy. I'm like a guy, Mar. When I spoke about a person who's single and acts properly, I didn't mean you. What I meant was people like Rav Chanina Rav Oshia. Rav Chanina Rav Oshia, says the Gemara, have ushkafi ba'arad Yisrael. They were shoemakers who lived in Eretz Yisrael. V'aviyasvi b'shuka d'zoynis. And they lived and they worked in a place which was not a modest place. V'avdalei mezayna l'zoynis. And they made shoes for these women. V'ayle l'hu. And they used to come to buy shoes from them. Inim istakl behu. And these women would look at them. But they were careful not to pick up their eyes to look at these women. When they made a shvua, when they swore, we used to say, Rabbanan Kadisha Dabar Yisrael, by the lives of these great tzaddikim who live with such a tremendous tzidkus. And as the Mashal explains, that the Gemara says, the Kamakam Shatam Maitzu Gedder Kedusha, wherever you find that people act with Kedusha, Kamatatzu Gedder Ever, wherever you find people are careful about these types of things, Atam Maitzu Kedusha, that's where Kedusha exists. Says the Gemara, Shlosha Kodesh Baruch Hu Oyavon, the three that a Kodesh Baruch Hu loves. Mishen Akayus, somebody who avoids getting angry. Mishen Mistaker, somebody who doesn't get drunk. Somebody who's easygoing, he doesn't get upset if somebody did something wrong to him. And the three that a Kodesh Baruch Hu particularly hates, somebody speaks, somebody who's not honest. In one way, he speaks nicely about people, and then he's not honest about that. Chaveroi, he is able to say testimony on behalf of somebody else. Veina meid loy, and he doesn't say it on his behalf. Veroid va'arva b'chaveroi, if he sees somebody doing something wrong or made by yechidi, and he says testimony alone, because as we're about to learn, saying testimony a single individual is not going to be accepted anyway. Kikahoi says the Gemara, there was an episode, the Tovya Chota. There was a person called Tovya who did an Aveira. Vasa Zuda L'chudei V'asabei. And Zigud came by himself to say what he saw. Kamei to Rapapa. He came to Rapapa to tell him what he saw. Says the Gemara, Nagde L'zigud. So Rapapa gave Malchus to Zigud. Omalei. So Zigud said to Rapapa, Tovya Chota. Tovya is the one that did the Aveira. The Zigud Mangid. And I'm the one that's getting Malchus. Amalei, so Rapapa set them in. That's what you deserve. Because the Torah says, La'yokam e'echa be'ish, a single witness shouldn't come. V'at l'chudat sadisbei. And you came by yourself. All you're trying to accomplish, he says, was Shem Rabba Amma kamafkabei. You're just trying to give this person a bad reputation. And there's no point in doing this. And says the Eretz Tzvi, that this Gemara is the basis. We know the Chovetz Halvava says that if somebody says somebody Lashon Hara on somebody else, he gets all of those persons Averis. Says the Eretz Tzvi, where do we learn that from? We learn it from our Gemara, because Zigud, who said Lashon Hara on him, got his Averis, and that's why he got Malchus. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel by Yitzchak Amarav, Mutal Asnoisoi, if even though you're not supposed to accept testimony from a single witness, if you hear from a single witness something terrible about somebody, you could hate that person. Shenema, the Torah says, Kisira chamosh sonacha roivitz tachas amasoi. If you see your friend's donkey fall from the burden, you should help him. As of tazav etzmai. Says the one, my son, who is the person that the Torah is calling your enemy? Ilema son in nechri. If we're talking about a nochri, as to whether Tanya, the Brisa explicitly teaches us that when the Torah speaks about a son of Shamru, the son of Yisrael, the son of nochri, they were speaking about a Jew. El Pshita, we must be speaking about son of Yisrael. But as the Gemara, Umishar Lemisni, may we hate another Jew? V'ksiv, doesn't the Torah teach us, Lysisna Esachicha Bovavecha? Ella, it must be talking about a situation, Dikasadi. There are witnesses that could say that this person did an Aveira. If that's the case, asked the Gemara, then Kula Amun Nami Misne Sonalei. So everybody may hate the person. Maishnei Hai, why is he Soinacha, specifically your enemy? He should be the enemy of every Jew. El Lav, Kai Gavna, it must be referring to a situation, the Chazi by Iyud Devar Erva, that only you are aware that he did something wrong. And since only you are aware that he did something wrong, only you may hate him. And that's, so we see that you're still allowed to hate him. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, mitzvah, not only may you hate him, it's a mitzvah to hate him. Shenemar, yiras Hashem, sinas ra. A person who is a yiras Hashem hates people who do the wrong thing. Amar Rav Achabrei, the reveler of Ashi, Mal Mimrali Rabbi Lamisni, are you allowed to tell this person who's acting inappropriate to Rebbe what he's doing so the Rebbe should hate him? If you know that the Rebbe will trust you as if you were two witnesses, then you may say something. If you lie, but if you don't have that knowledge that you're going to be trusted that way, then don't say anything. But the Chafetz Chaim says you're only allowed to say something to the Rebbe when you know that the Rebbe won't accept it completely. Because if you're going to say Lashon Hara about somebody, to an individual you're afraid is going to accept the Lashon Hara completely, it's Asur. The Chafetz Chaim also goes on to say you're only allowed to say it in a situation when you know that the person that you're going to say it to is not going to publicize it. But if you're going to say it to a person who there's a concern that is going to publicize it, then you shouldn't say it to such a person. Tan Rabbanan, Shloisha Chayim and Chayim. Three people, lives really aren't really great. They never are really able to enjoy life. Harachmanim, people who have too much rachmanis, so they're always feeling bad for other people. Verachsonim, people who always get upset. Again, they're not able to calm down, not able to have a great life. Vanine Adas, somebody who can't take anything repulsive. There's going to be situations in life that are difficult, that are repulsive. Person has to be able to live with that. Vamrav Yosef Kula Isnabi, I had all of these characteristics. Tana Ban Shloisha Sodom Zazab. There are three that hate each other. Veilin, Haklovim, one dog hates another dog. Vatana Golim, chickens hate each other. Vachaverim, the people from Persian. V'yesh oimrim af ha-zoynos, so too the prostitutes. V'yesh oimrim af tamid ha-cham mishabavo, because they used to speak to each other in a very harsh way that caused enmity. Tanaman shlosh ha-hevan zezeh, there are three groups of people that love each other. Hagerim, they're all together as they feel that they're second-class citizens. Avodim v'arvim, ravens. And by being second class, they sort of connect to each other. Arba Eredas Savlosim, the four types of people that nobody could really stand. Vela and Dalgeya, a person who's poor and he's arrogant, and he's nothing really to be so arrogant about, and he's still arrogant. Osher Mechachish, a person who's wealthy and still doesn't want to pay the money that he owes. Vizokin Menaf, an older person who still acts in an immoral fashion. Uparnas Mizgalat Tzibur, the person who is in a position of authority in his community and tries to take advantage, Bechina for no good reason. V'yesh Oimrim, Afa Megarash Shishta Pan Rishayna, somebody who divorces his wife, V'Girsha Vishniya, and he divorces her twice, V'Machzira, and he brings her back. V'Tanakama, and the Tanakama, why doesn't he mentioned this case? Because Zimna de Ksubasa Maruba, sometimes the Ksuba obligation that he has to his wife is great. The Ainla, and therefore he doesn't have the ability to pay her, and that's why he takes her back. Inami Yesh Le Bottom Imano, they have children. And therefore, Loi Matsu Megarshlo, he doesn't really have such a great marriage, but for the sake of the children, they stay together. Chamisha Dvarim, Tziva Knanis Barnav. Knan told his children, who were cursed to be Avodim, to do the following five things. Ever Sevzeh, love each other. As we just learned before, Avodim typically love each other. Ahevus Agezel, they love stealing. Ahevus Azima, love and morality. Sinus Adonechem, hate your owners. Valta Dabra Emes, and don't speak the truth. Shisha Dvarim Nemar Besis, there are six things that are said about a horse. Oyevus Aznus, Oyves Mechama, Ruach Agas, it's arrogant. Mais Hashena, doesn't like to sleep. Veichel Harbe, it eats too much. Umaitzi Kima, doesn't let out a lot of waste. Yesh Oimrim, Afavak Shlarg, Bal Mechama. So the Mefarshim asks, why do we have to know these things? So they explain that if somebody buys a horse that has one of these characteristics, he can't claim that it's a Mekach Tos. You gave me a defective horse. Because that's the way horses are. Shiva Menudin L'Shmayim, the seven people that are in Chayrim. Elohim, Yehudi Shein Le'isha, someone who doesn't get married and do the mitzvah Pira Rivya. V'sheish Le'isha V'Elohim Bonim, somebody who avoids having children. Somebody doesn't send his children to yeshiva. Somebody who doesn't put on tefillin. Somebody who doesn't put on tzitzis bebigdoit. Somebody doesn't put on tzitzis. Mezuzah bepeschei. Somebody doesn't put on have a mezuzah at his door. Menalim l'raglav, and he doesn't put on shoes. He shows that he doesn't appreciate what a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. He avoids sitting together with other people when they're doing a mitzvah. And this is the reason you're supposed to attend a bris milah. And this is the reason that people should not invite people to a bris milah. Because once you're invited to a bris milah, our Gemara says you have to attend. And therefore, the best way to avoid it is just let the person know about the bris, but don't invite him to the bris, and he won't have this consideration. You're not allowed to ask the astrologers. The pasuk says, we're supposed to accept what happens to us no matter what. If you know about somebody else that is greater than you, even just one way, you have to show him great respect. The pasuk says by Daniel, who is one of the ministers by Daryovish, call Kabel Diroy Say Rebbe, since he was a little more smarter, the king wants to appoint him to be the emperor over the entire country. He showed him great covet because he saw that he had this extra talent. But Yeshavish Adam Tayer, if a woman just had a baby, and after 40 days by boy, the first 7 days by boy, she's tamei. The next 33 days, midaraisa, she's tar no matter what. She goes to have relations that night. The halacha is asur l'shamish, because the dam that she'll see that night is not tar dam, but she's already accustomed, so she should avoid having relations. And ask the Gemara, how long should she avoid it? Amarav Aina, one that night. After that night, she could revert back to regular married life between her and her husband.